Here come this. All right. Some thought. So, on the contrary, I packed the Mac Millie. All right, so, super thoughts. First and foremost, some funny thoughts. Why is it that everyone, we all know and acknowledge that everybody's different, but low-key, I think, we kind of want everyone to become same. So, what I mean by that, first of all, look at this. Look how beautiful it is. Oh, yeah. In the real life, beautiful, okay. So, big problems. The first big problem is that it looks like we kind of use ourselves as a reference point for others, and as a consequence, we try to have other people kind of like placate or kowtow or kind of be like us. The reason why this is not a good mode of living and doing things is that a much wiser strategy in life is rather we accept the differences of others, the dynamic range of human beings, and rather than trying to have everyone become the same, rather I think a better strategy in life is that we strive to have other people be different. Looks like Kelly and Miller Real Estate Team. 3140 Roberts, open 1-4, okay. But anyway, so a log example, okay? So modern day critiques of things, right? So everyone wants more power, men want more power, women want more power, everyone wants more power, I guess, right? Power, I'm from a very basic perspective. Certainly everyone wants more like physiological power, wellness, etc. Everyone wants to feel more dominant. I can't say everybody. Obviously when I say everybody, I'm speaking hyperbole here. So I think one thing that people don't understand is like, oh, that's just your opinion, or like, what facts, or, you know, is it backed by data? I'm like, use a bunch of uncritical, just read some philosophy in Nietzsche. A philosopher don't need to, you know, quote other people or back his opinions by anything else. Everything that's your opinion is your opinion. Opinion simply means to think. So the reason why this is such a critical endeavor is that I think in modern day society, we are no longer permitted to have our own opinion, stuff like that. Anyways, okay, so going back to the point. So some people is homebodies, some people like to prefer to be outside. For myself personally, I effing hate being indoors, hate being inside with a passion. I would just prefer to be out and about all day. It seems that, okay, so some things I've been observing. A kid's personality, it's like, I'm starting to think it's like 50% biological, 50% socialized, or maybe even like from a sociological perspective, 80% sociological, 20% biological. I don't know, maybe there's not even that much biology behind it. I mean, there are certain things of biology which are true, like, what's up? Staying dry? Let's do it. So there are certain things which are like undeniable about human physiology, which is like, you know, some people prefer to be indoors, some people prefer outdoors, your boy, girl. Okay, so simple things, right? Like testosterone versus estrogen. Everybody knows that gender is sociological, right? But sex isn't. And a strange thing I've been observing is that, I don't know, for some reason or another, people want to deny their physiology and their bodies. Like, my critique about all this Oh, this one's pretty nice. Job Apple, kind of updating a little bit here and there. So generally the big issue here at hand is that everyone is denying biology, right? So they're like thinking, oh, you know, biology essentially doesn't exist, right? I'm like, come on, if you're a woman, you have an ovulation cycle, you have a menstrual cycle, certainly your hormones are going to feel different than if you don't, right? So the reason why men and women are at odds, it's 7777 Washington. Yeah. What does it mean, guys? What does it mean? What does it mean? What does it mean? I should, or Kim, the next Joni Ive. I think sun's coming out a little bit. Okay, so big issues is that, yeah, like, I think everybody's kind of denying some sort of human biology, and that's not a good thing. So, the differentiating factor is that, you know, like, guys have testes, testosterone, right, is the hormone that comes from the testes, estrogen, ovaries, right, and these things are important because, like, ultimately the end goal of humans isn't for you to express your personality and blah blah blahs. It's to beget children, right? It's it's super simple, right? It's like the point of a human being or a biological being is to produce and beget children, and you extend your progeny onto the next generation. Simple as that, right? But for some reason, people don't want to seem to accept that, nor do they want to they don't want to acknowledge it, and they don't want that to be the purpose either. So, I mean, not always, right? But, like, I mean, I think the trend towards being, like, transgender or transsexual or, you know, whatever, right? People care too much about their gender identity or their whatever. So, like, I think it's kind of like, you don't want your whole identity to be about your gender or your sex or whatever. It's like, you don't even have to care about, like, people care about their identity so much. I'm like, that's just another capitalist consumerist thing. It's like, you know, you try to assert your individuality through the clothes you wear, through the music you listen to, all these superficial things. I mean, I'm more about, you know, philosophy, art, stuff, right? It's just like, a better thing is just focus on creating your own artwork, your philosophical thinking. Starting a blog is probably the best, still most effective thing. I was watching the Sora new ChatGPT video thing. It's pretty mind-boggling. It's really kind of a game changer. Ooh, wow, look. Looks actually kind of nice when it's raining. So ultimately, is it not tracking on my face? F it, show goes on, okay. So ultimately what's much more important and critical here is just focusing on innovation and creation, stuff like that, right? So let's say you're a homebody versus you prefer to be out and about. I mean, I'm not sure, but how much is this socialized versus, like, is it that women prefer to spend more time indoors versus men? I don't know, right? But let's just say some things I'm certain for. I prefer to spend more time outside, right? I prefer to be outdoors. Other people don't, right? So when people try to strong arm you to becoming something that you ain't, that's not good. Oh, okay, so the thought is Jeff Bezos, right? Apparently when he wakes up, very interesting, he quote putters around a lot, which means he's just very inefficient and ineffective in the morning. Like, he wakes up, kind of mulls around, has his coffee, takes his sweet time. There's this nice story about his talking about his grandfather who had spent like a really long time, you know, using his electric shaver. Yeah. Okay, so obviously, sun's coming out, okay. So obviously I haven't figured out all of the autofocus going haywire. Haywire. Okay, it doesn't matter. So ultimately, sun's coming out, my best friend. So ultimately, you know, yeah, he just kind of, you know, takes his sweet, sweet time when he wakes up in the morning. He don't take it too seriously, you know, none of that. I start getting influenced by that, right? But for me, the second I wake up, I want to like pound my coffee, go out into the real world and start doing stuff, right? And start walking. And so everyone has a different physiology, a different biology, a different height, a different personality, etc. And so it doesn't matter if you're a man or woman, you have more testosterone, etc. Than women. So kind of towards a critique of women, it's like, I think it's good and it's proper for women to comment on women, female matters. I think feminism and gender equality and stuff like that, it's a very good idea. What's just a little bit annoying to me is when women start, you know, treading upon the line and like coining stuff like toxic masculinity. Like, I'm a ChatGPT. Who coined that talk, right? Like, who made up the notion of toxic masculinity? And then it becomes strange because then, it's weird. It's like, essentially what women are saying is that, you know, to be masculine or a type of masculinity is toxic and bad, right? But then, you know, you ask a feminist or, you know, somebody, right? It's like, okay, then is there certain things that like productive masculinity? I think the general thing is, you know, I don't want to say even say feminist, but like people just want to wipe out the whole idea of masculinity in the first place. And so, I mean, my personal read and hot take on this, Saul, is that it's not a man versus a woman thing. It's essentially a sociological phenomenon in which we're all... Ooh, sun's came out. Stop raining. Ooh, yeah. Take off my jacket. Gucci your collar, baby. So as a consequence, everybody's trying to... Oh, yeah, so what modern day society is trying to do is it's trying to squash differences and make everybody a perfect consumer. What that means is if there's no more gender, there's no more sex, no more nothing, right? Everyone becomes an obedient sheeple person, and therefore the capitalist consumerist machine keeps turning out, right? So even, his name is Chip Wilson, the guy who invented Lululemon, right? Kind of the balding guy, he looks kind of Irish, the guy who invented Aloe Yoga, right? Two dudes, right? Aloe stands for air, land, and ocean or something like that, right? Dudes, right? And so from a capitalist consumer's perspective, you actually don't want women to have kids and whatevs, right? Because then they're probably not going to be spending as much money on clothes and alcohol and drinks and going out and stuff like that, right? But then again, it's funny too because the whole like upper baby, well, this is actually a problem. There's also a big industry for baby stuff, right? But compared to just normal clothing and stuff, it's very small. So then it becomes this tug of war where everyone's trying to peddle their certain products and lifestyle a certain way to maximize revenue dollars. Let's not forget that Lululemon is now a publicly traded company, right? And yeah, and also the reason why I think, you know, this whole, you know, dog phenomenon is taking off is actually because I think COVID actually exacerbated it, right? Like, you know, most likely you're not going to catch COVID if you're a dog and people is indoor all day and they're lonely, they want a pet. So apparently during COVID, Dog adoptions went through the roof, stuff like that, right? And also, I think it's a phenomenon of modern day society is that people no longer like human beings because we're messy, we're not consistent, we're not ever loyal, right? And so, you know, dogs are essentially emotional slaves where, you know, they don't have an opinion, they just, and like, I mean, dogs are smart, right? But they're not that smart, right? Like, a horse is a quadrillion times smarter, even apparently pigs are way smarter. So actually, as a consequence, like, people want love and affection that's ever enduring and never messy. So yeah, actually, the truth is, it does take more, it takes more courage to get married and stuff like that. And also, I think the reason why people don't want these committed relationships no more, they don't want monogamy, is that people are afraid of commitment. Not because commitment itself is a bad thing, but maybe capitalism, consumerism is all about having unlimited optionality. Like, you could trade in your phone, you could trade in your car, you know, maybe not yet, you can't trade in your spouse, right? But ultimately, I would say it's critical. Let's not start saying gender and sex the same thing. Think about sexual differences between man and woman and use that as a starting point to think more critically about things.